Attitudes toward the spirit of prophecy. When the council assembled Sunday evening for their first business meeting of the new week, it is quite understandable that the first action read: Resolved, that we express our continued confidence in the gift of prophecy, which God has mercifully placed among His remnant people, and that we will endeavor to show our true appreciation of the same by practically carrying out its instructions. Monday afternoon, September 28, as the council neared its close, a resolution was passed calling for a permanent record of the main features of the work done. It bears the marks of the mind of W.C. White, for several years the secretary of the General Conference Foreign Mission Board and a publishing man through and through. Resolved, that the report of this council, the financial and statistical report of the European Mission, with the report of Sister White's morning talks and a sketch of her visit to the missions, be published in a large-page pamphlet in the English language, that our brethren in America may share the blessing of this good meeting. We today rejoice in the 294-page volume titled Historical Sketch of the Foreign Missions of the Seventh-day Adventists. Available from Leaves of Autumn Books, P.O. Box 440, Payson, Arizona 85541, it reports overseas activities in Australia as well as Europe. On the last evening of the council, Ellen White spoke briefly on the importance of taking advantage of the opportunities for labor close at home. Workers should take their Bibles and with humble hearts sit down with families and open the scriptures, bringing in the harvest in a humble fashion.
J. G. Madison preached the evening sermon, and Albert Boumier was ordained to the ministry. In this service, D. T. Bordeaux, whom Ellen White pronounced a converted man, offered in French one of the two ordination prayers. The other, in English, was offered by S. H. Lane.
The last meeting of the council was held at 7 a.m. Tuesday morning, September 29. It was given to some remarks and to two routine business matters. Ellen White admonished all to fight the good fight of faith and to keep their hearts in the love of God and resist all doubts. Our hearts have been drawn together at this meeting by the love of Christ, she said. Let that love be cherished. On one of the last days of the council, she observed, all through this meeting we have striven for harmony and unity, and I think that there is now a better state of things. All accept the words I speak, although at times they are very close and pointed.